R.I.P. Coolio, man. Playing that song in honor of Coolio. Gangsta's Paradise. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Thursday stream. Sort of an impromptu one here. Because I missed last night. I'm still feeling a little just weird off. I'm over that sickness, but I'm feeling just like kind of physically tired. And sort of emotionally run down here or there. But I'm feeling good today. So Figured we'd live stream here. I want to talk about the whole Eugene Yu, Konik Inc. arrest situation. it's just incredible. It's awesome. Really shows the power of citizen journalism and how citizen journalism can actually affect real, actionable change. And I think this is just a drop in the bucket as to what's coming. And I think there's going to be a lot more where that came from. So I want to look at this whole Eugene Yu situation, a few different stories and things in regards to that. We're definitely going to have a laugh at the expense of the New York Times because they deserve it. And then Hunter Biden's on deck too. And then some other stuff as well. Oh, I guess Joe Biden is pardoning a bunch of federal marijuana possession offenses. So that's happening. That was reported today. On one hand, good. Marijuana possession, a federal offense. Right? But obviously, he's just pandering for votes. It's just a midterm play. So we'll take a look at that and a few other things as well. So thank you guys for tuning in here. Much appreciated. Kind of a last minute thing. I just posted the links to this like 10 minutes ago. So shout out to the notification squad tuning in on Rumble, DLive, Foxhole. Speaking of Rumble, there's a lot of big names migrating over to Rumble. I saw Tom McDonald, the rapper. He just started a Rumble account. So he's going to be migrating over. Who else? Who else just recently announced that they're coming over to Rumble? I forget who. There's a couple other names that are on the tip of my brain, but aren't coming to my mind right now. But there seems to be a migration to Rumble, which is awesome. Bring more people. Bring more views for us crazy conspiracy theorist folk. Yeah. I'm happy about that. All right, guys. A few things I want to let you know about before we start. I uploaded the Liz Crokin show that I did, the Conspiracy Analytica episode. So I put that out yesterday. I also put out the interview I did with Steve Murray as well. That's on my main channel, my Jordan Sather channel, the Steve Murray show is. And then the Liz Crokin show is on the Conspiracy Analytica channels. So this one's getting some play. It's got probably upwards of 4,500, 5,000 views just on Rumble. It's also on BitChute, and then the podcast version's on Podbean as well. So I'm going to link this down below, this video. You can also find it. I posted it on Telegram and True Social yesterday as well. And there's all the links to Conspiracy Analytica as well, BitChute, Rumble, Podbean. And then go follow Liz Crokin. That was a good show. Good talk with her. So go check that out. And then this weekend on Sunday, I'll be doing a Telegram voice chat for my VIP Telegram group. So if you're supporting me on Locals, Subscribestar, Substack, or JordanSather.tv, any of those four, you get access to my VIP private Telegram group. There's about 100 people in there, and some really good conversations get flowing, really good group of folks, and I'm in there pretty much every single day messaging, so if you want to message with me, I would suggest supporting me on any of those platforms and getting access to that VIP Telegram chat. It's a good time, and I also do weekly podcasts, weekly live Q&As. Be doing one on Sunday. And then I upload replays of the Telegram voice chats to Locals and JordanSather.tv, subscriber only. So some perks for supporting me. I do appreciate your help, your support. And go check out the Telegram VIP group. I would suggest Locals. Locals is the best place, the one I'm most active on. Just $5 a month, and you get a variety of perks as well. So go check it out. And then one more thing. Shout out to sponsor today's show, the Dark Age Defense ebook series, helping you to prep, helping you to stay prepared, particularly with knowledge. This is an ebook series on how to do a variety of things like create your own electricity if the power grid were to go down. They also have an ebook on collecting water, on gardening, especially self-sustaining off-grid gardening, and then also bug out bags, what to do in an emergency. So I'll put a link down below in the description to check out this ebook series, The Dark Age Defense. Go check it out, my friends. All right, first of all, I just want to let you know, if you're not aware, that nobody fucks with a Biden. That's from the man himself. Nobody fucks with a Biden. I want to add that as a button on my soundboard here, but you can't hear him too well.
Shut the hell up.
Nobody fucks with the Biden. Let's see. Crack pipes have entered the chat. Let's see. What else most definitely fucks with the Biden? Air Force One stairs. How about those? Yeah, right? Gravity fucks with them all the time. How about bicycles? How about teleprompters? Literally the English language fucks with Biden all the time. How about his own brain cells? Oh, good God. That's a great meme. That's a great meme. So there's that. All right, Eugene Yu, getting wrecked, getting arrested. L.A. County District Attorney's Office putting out the warrant for his arrest, and he was arrested, I believe, in Michigan. Now he's getting extradited to L.A. Here's one thing I want to make note of, all right? A lot of people, I guess, concerned or maybe not looking too deep into the story before they're making rushed judgments, but they are noticing that Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gasson was the one that announced that Eugene Yu was arrested. George Gasson, the LA County DA, he's basically a George Soros puppet. And I'm already seeing in the chat right now, people don't trust Gasson. That's fine, but I don't think he had a choice in this instance. So I'm not concerned about Gasson being on this because it was this arrest of Eugene Yu was also conducted with the East Lansing Police Department and the Ingham County Sheriff's Office in Michigan also assisted with the investigation. So it wasn't just George Gasson on this. There were a lot of other, there was a multi-state investigation, sheriff's office, police departments. I don't think George Gasson could do much about this. All right. I don't think he really had a choice. So that I'm not too concerned about that. Eugene Yu, in fact, he had his hearing today, his bail hearing, and there's a half an hour video of this hearing going around Telegram already. I watched it in the Matrix's channel. He posted it. So if you want to go watch the bail hearing, but it was pretty great. One of the prosecutors, I think it was a prosecutor. It was a woman who was bringing up these, the arguments to the judge, basically saying that when Eugene Yu was arrested, he was arrested with luggage. He had luggage with him. Backpacks, briefcases or luggage. And he did not have his phone with him. Meaning, it looked like the dude was on the run and might have even been trying to skirt the country. He probably knew that he was getting looked for. And then Eugene Yu, the prosecutor, was saying that he was a massive flight risk. It was pretty intense of a hearing. But anyway, I think the bail was set at $1 million. And then there were stipulations on it where Eugene Yu had to turn in his passports and then also had a GPS receiver on him if the bail were to get posted. So they are preventing him from being that flight risk. Oh, excuse me. It's pronounced Gascon. Does he deserve me pronouncing his name correctly if he's a Soros puppet? I don't know. Does it really that concern you that much? Anyway, Eugene Yu getting wrecked, as is the New York Times. This was just gold, absolute gold. I talked about this on, was it Monday? Monday's live stream I did. I was literally talking about this article that the New York Times printed, how a tiny elections company became a conspiracy theory target. I was talking about this on Monday, literally the day before Eugene Yu got arrested. So here was the New York Times saying that, oh, Connick said none of the accusations are true. It said that all the data for its American customers are stored on servers in the U.S. It has no ties to the Chinese government. Literally the next day, within 24 hours, wasn't even 24 hours later, the New York Times' own reporting is faked. And so many media outlets are just roasting the New York Times over it. It's great. Right-wing conspiracy theory apparently turns out to be real in under 24 hours. I love Donnie. Good old Donnie O'Sullivan. Donnie O'Shitface from CNN here. This guy's a CNN reporter. And on, what's this, Monday night or Tuesday morning, he posts the first New York Times article about the tiny elections company being a conspiracy theory target. And then the next day, another tweet, quite the development in this story. Oh, Donnie, you shithead. Oh, you're such a CNN clown. It's so great. It's so great. And Stuart A. Thompson, who was the New York Times reporter, who wrote two stories. One defending Connick, defending Eugene Yu. And then the next story, 24 hours later, reporting on Eugene Yu's arrest. It's just so great. It's so great. These freaking clowns. Just eat shit. And then we have the CCP, Commie China Media, trying to cover for Eugene Yu. I mean, they're reporting on his arrest, but they're pretty much trying to spin the story and still make it look like, oh, these are just like unfounded allegations and U.S. election deniers have claimed that the software company has ties to the Chinese Communist Party. This media company, the South China Morning Post, this is China state media. This is CCP media. So that's exactly why they're trying to spin the story and confuse people. Notice how this headline photo is pictures of a screen, pixels, locks. So this is a screenshot of their original photo of the South China Morning Post when they first put out this story. This is the wrong Eugene Yu, FYI. This is the wrong Yu. Wrong Eugene. Poor guy. This Eugene is actually some local Republican politician, I think out of Georgia, and so many media outlets are using the wrong photograph, the wrong Eugene Yu. This guy is actually a Trump supporter, the Eugene Yu out of Georgia. This is not the Eugene Yu that got arrested, which I wouldn't be shocked if the South China Morning Post purposely used a photo of the wrong Eugene Yu. They later changed it, but they weren't the only ones. I saw OAN, One American News. They used the wrong Eugene Yu in a photo. Like, a lot of big media organizations are using the wrong Eugene Yu. And they just, I mean, these are multi-million, if not multi-billion dollar media organizations, and they can't get their basic facts checked. It's like mind-blowing. Like, they have whole departments and whole staffs and everything, and they're using the wrong guy. This poor Eugene, his photo's everywhere. And anyway, the Eugene Yu that got arrested is, not him. But anyway, I think there's going to be a hell of a lot more where that came from. Hell of a lot more. And I actually, I was listening to that bail hearing today of the right Eugene Yu. And it's crazy. The guy can barely speak any English. He's like looking while the prosecutor is speaking to the judge. Eugene Yu is sitting there. They've got the camera feed on him. It's like a Zoom call. So there's three different feeds, right? And here, I'm actually going to see if I can bring up the video real quick. Maybe Matrix posted it on True Social. But so, come on, Jeff. Yeah, here we go. So, here's a video of it. Boom. So here's the feed. Yeah, you can see there's actual Eugene Yu. There's our Conic Inc. CEO Eugene Yu there. And then this is, I think this chick is the prosecutor. She's the one speaking. And then I think Mask Lady is the judge. So I'm going to go forward to, oh no, this is actually a clip. Jeffrey already clipped it out. I'm just going to play this because this is the clip where they talk about Eugene Yu being a flight risk and he had luggage with him and left his cell phone at home. So notice him, you can't really see him. He's kind of small in the frame, but while the prosecutor lady up here is talking, Eugene Yu looks like he doesn't understand what the hell is being said. This guy barely speaks any English. It's pretty interesting. Quick shout out to Lair63 on Rumble. Thanks for the $10. Much appreciate that tip there. Greatly appreciated. I am purely crowdfunded, so thank you guys. Also, shout out to our friends on Foxhole, sending those gold pills and those lemons on DLive too. Thank you, everybody. All right, let's have a listen to this clip from the bail hearing today of Eugene Yu.
Record that Mr. Yu is a significant flight risk. Mr. Yu, as released in the media yesterday, and as part of this, has substantial ties to the country of China. He maintains relationships with family and friends in China. He also has extensive and significant business relationships in the country of China.
She's kind of saying China like Trump, huh? In China. Oh, but wait, I thought the New York Times was saying, oh no, Connick claims it has no ties to the Chinese government. Huh.
He also has business relationships in other countries outside of the United States. In addition, when he was arrested yesterday, he was arrested with a backpack or luggage, and he was in fact on his way to the airport. Now, I do not have confirmation as to where Mr. Yu was going, but he still was on his way to leave the state of Michigan. So he has contacts within other states in the United States as well. In addition to having his luggage with him, I was notified yesterday that his cell phone was left at his residence in Meridian Township. Mr. Yu is the owner of a business or businesses that are technology-based. He is a technologically savvy individual. So in our view, leaving his cell phone behind when going on what he said was a business trip to another state is suspicious.
You hear that? He claimed he was on a business trip. That's why he had luggage and a backpack. But he left his cell phone at home. But he's on a business trip. That's probably one of the most important things you would bring with you is your cell phone if you're going on a business trip. So isn't that interesting? Sounds to me like Eugene Yu probably had burner phones. He probably has multiple cell phones. And maybe he had one of those with him, or he damn well knew that he was targeted. He was fleeing, so he left his cell phone at home so they couldn't track him with it. So something's weird about all this. But the prosecutor here, the woman that's talking, it sounds like they know that this isn't getting by them. Something's up. And just check out the freaking, like, predator-looking judge here. That's freaking clown. She looks like she's alone in her office and still wearing a friggin' mask on.
In this matter, due to his significant flight risk, we are asking that the court today deny him bond as to the fugitive from justice warrant. We do not believe there are any sureties that we can put in place. In the event that this court is going to issue a bond, I will note for the record, as released.
Yeah, she looks like Bane, release, doesn't she?
His contract with
judge
the
is totally
LA
cucked out.
County was for $2.9 million. Mr. Yu.
So, yeah, this just continues, and the prosecutor here is urging the judge to not set bond. Although, I think there was a bond set for like $1 million last I heard. And although the stipulations are that Eugene Yu has to give up his passports and have a GPS tracker on him as well so he doesn't skirt the country, but. Crazy, man. Frickin' crazy. This is the guy. This is the guy that we were told about at the pit 2 months ago. This is nuts. This is just crazy. And then, you know, I hadn't been as digging into Eugene Yu or Connick as deeply as other people were. But we the media group, we've been, a few of my colleagues in there have been at the pinnacle of digging into this guy and reporting on it. Like Kanakoa, shout out to Kanakoa the Great. Him and his Substack, he has been one of the pinnacle, like the most active in digging into Eugene Yu and Connick. A few others as well, but yeah, it's just kind of surreal. It's kind of surreal that I was there at the pit where we were learning about this guy, and then so I've been involved in some of the chats and whatnot, exposing this all. It's crazy. It shows you the power of citizen media and how we can actually affect change when we work together. Put our minds together, put our resources together, and dig into these guys. And yeah, it's pretty crazy. And then President Trump today on True Social as well, he made a post about this, about Eugene Yu and his arrest, and he called it a big development. So it's crazy. And this is all happening just a month before midterms. I mean, it's going to be a lot more. It's going to be a lot more where all this came from. And it's going to be very fun being the citizen reporters exposing these guys, these networks, and then reporting on it too. So, we all got a front row seat to this, friends. Front row seat. So there you go. All right, let's move on to other stories now. Still on China, though. China! How about this? China starts enforcing its quote-unquote zero COVID policy with none other than frickin' machine guns at, I know you guys always get on my case for pronunciations. Help me out here. Help me out here, guys. Zhishuangbanna Airport. Maybe that's where Eugene Yu is headed. Alphabet Airport. There you go. Alphabet Airport. In Yu. Crank that soldier boy. Eugene Yu. People screaming, are you gonna kill us all? Right? Shit. All those woke folk alphabet people, liberal Gen Zers out there, think America's so racist and bad. America bad. Go travel west. Take a flight across the Pacific. Go visit China. You know? Especially the ones that want guns banned. Oh, yeah. We want guns banned. Well, guess what? In all these communist countries, what do? They take away guns from the population, but then the government keeps them. And then they start getting real totalitarian. So, yeah. Have fun. Have fun. Go travel. If you really hate this country that much. Don't get me wrong. America's got a lot of problems. But we're working to fix those problems. And, other countries around the planet have far worse problems than America. So, I'm gonna go shoot me some guns this weekend and exercise my Second Amendment. And right now I'm exercising my First Amendment. And, Love that Constitution. Love that Constitution. So, onward now to Russia. Mother Russia. So we've got this mega sub, which is called the Belgorod. The Belgorod is the biggest operational submarine in the world. It's 600 feet long, 30,000 ton displacement, nuclear-powered submarine. It's pretty much brand new. I think it was just made operational like 2 or 3 months ago. And there's been a lot of scare going around this week because this sub was reported missing. Well, satellite photography has found the sub. It's operating in the Barents Sea, a little north of Russia towards the Arctic. Thing about this sub is that it has a weapon called the Poseidon. And in fact, I don't know if the Poseidon weapon is operational yet. But it basically is nuclear torpedoes. And they say that these nuclear torpedoes, the goal of them is to be detonated close to the shore and then create basically like a radioactive tsunami that just crashes into the shore and renders it inhabitable. But anyway, there's a lot of scare, a lot of fear going around that we're going to end up in a new Cold War, and it's going to be World War III. Putin's going to set off some nuke or do some nuclear test as a show of force and a power projection. Maybe he will. It's not going to end up in nuclear World War III. I doubt it. The aliens won't let that happen, right? Sounds like I'm kidding, but I'm kind of not. There's been some very intriguing, shall we say, nuclear shutdowns, ballistic missile shutdowns in the past few decades. You can research into those events, but yeah, I think there's some powers far above us, we little humans, that won't let that happen. But regardless, shit is getting cray, and a lot of people are nervous, so let's hope things get fixed. But one clown that doesn't want things getting fixed is this dude, right? Like Elon Musk the other day tweeted, hey, here's an option to end the war. Russia gets this, Ukraine gets this. And freaking Putin's spokesperson was like, oh, that's an interesting suggestion from Elon Musk. Sounded like they were kind of for it. And freaking Ukraine's government is like, no, no, Elon, no, bad. Oh, how could you? Because Zelensky just wants to freaking beg for more money. If the war ends and he's going to stop getting $1 billion a month from freaking Joe Brandon's administration. And now Zelensky is calling on NATO to launch preemptive strikes against Russia to eliminate the possibility of a Russian nuclear strike. Jesus Christ. It's incredible how much of a grifter this guy is. Like, Phil Godlewski doesn't hold a candle to the griftiness of Zelensky. He probably wishes he could. But Griftlensky. Then we got OPEC. OPEC and its allies moving to slash oil production by 2 million barrels a day. Including Russia. A coalition of oil-producing nations, including Russia, announced it's slashing production 2 million barrels a day. Even Saudi Arabia is in on this and slashing oil production, crude oil. They're sick of the West. They're sick of the Western Empire. The BRICS nations. They're just... screw you, right? If we thought gas prices were high already... They're about to be Hunter Biden high, know what I'm saying? They're about to be Tommy Chong high. About to be Snoop Dogg high. It's going to be a hell of a holiday season. I'll tell you that much. I ain't going to be going nowhere. I'm going to keep my ass parked right here. Comfy. And on the topic of Hunter Biden, guess who's back? Guess who's back? Bobulinski! You guys remember Bobulinski? From right before the election? He went on to Tucker Carlson's show, did those interviews about 10% from the big guy and all the business deals that he was helping the Biden crime family with. Business deals with the Chinese and all that. Well, he's back! Bobulinski is back, and he is still pissed off. Still exposing the Bidens. Crazy, right? 2 years later? 2 years later? Bobulinski's back. Glad he's still safe. Tell you that much. And then one more piece of news on Hunter Biden today. This is being reported by WAPO. WAPO. So there's their article behind the paywall there. I'm going to use New York Post version of it because no paywall. But just want to bring it to your attention that it was the Washington Post that put out this report. So what does that tell us? Tells us that the CIA media, i.e. WAPO, is trying to get ahead of this story and spin it to their liking. So, you know, be wary of how they're trying to spin this situation for their favor. Federal agents have evidence to charge Hunter Biden. Federal agents investigating Hunter Biden believe they have 4 months, had enough evidence to charge the first son with tax crimes, as well for lying about his drug abuse so he could buy a gun. I think it was Bryden Cates I was seeing put out some takes on this story, Cates takes, and he was saying that the tax crimes are what's of note here, because for him to then admit, okay, the tax crimes happened, but all right, where did the money come from, though, that was involved in those tax crimes? That's what's curious. And if that gets exposed, then there's a thread there that can continue to get pulled. And anyway, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what this leads to and why WAPO might be trying to get ahead of this for a particular reason. Sounds like they got tipped off. So WAPO went and wrote this exclusive to soften the blow or spin the story in a particular way. I don't know. I haven't read WAPO's version. I just haven't cleaned my cache to read this, get behind the paywall. But anyway, how about this one? Biden pardoning all prior federal offenses of marijuana possession and encouraging states to follow. So I think the only thing ever in my life that I've agreed with Joe Biden on. yeah, I mean, it's a plant. It's a plant that grows in the freaking ground. And just the fact that it's ever been illegal is a travesty, right? This just couldn't have happened. Trump couldn't have done this, because there's still a lot of conservatives out there that have this totally twisted logic in their head about what constitutes bad drugs. And, oh no, marijuana, oh, and like triggers them, freaks them out. So this just couldn't have happened during Trump's admin. So Biden's doing it. But Biden's doing it now of all times. It's a total midterm play, right? It's a total pander for votes. Although, I mean, possessing marijuana shouldn't be a federal offense. So, although, yeah, right? Chat, what's next? Crack? Hunter sitting there. Come on, Dad. Come on, Dad. My view is, if God grows it, you should not be arrested for possessing it or using it on your own. Goes for marijuana, goes for psilocybin mushrooms, right? Magic mushrooms. God grows it. But isn't the Rockefeller family behind the criminalization of weed? But it was William Randolph Hearst, wasn't it? He owned a bunch of newspapers on the East Coast back in the 1930s and 40s. And he ran a bunch of stories about black people smoking weed and wanting to rape the white women. But it was probably the Rockefeller family that got him to do that, because they really wanted to make industrial hemp illegal, because the Rockefellers were big into oil at the time, and they wanted to make industrial hemp illegal, which that's really where we need to go with cannabis usage and cultivation. It's been a long time since I've smoked pot. I definitely don't like I used to, but I'm a huge proponent of the industrial hemp, because we could be using it. Well, it's great for food, hemp seeds, hemp milk, very high in omega fatty acids, ALA, high in a lot of minerals. We could be using it to eat. We could be using it for textiles and clothes, paper. Hemp grows like bamboo, grows like crazy. So we could be using it for biofuels and petroleum products especially. So that's where we need to. And brownies, yeah, and brownies for sure. But anyway, yeah. Next story. How about Twitter? Twitter, Elon Musk trying to buy them. I'm sure you heard this being discussed past couple of days, so I don't need to reiterate that. But the latest that I think I saw today is that Elon Musk's lawyers said that Twitter is now trying to fight this, trying to back out of it. So there's still some drama going on with this story. It's pretty stupid. And I believe it was Steve Bannon. He claimed, according to a source he has, that Twitter offered Elon Musk stipulations. They had two stipulations. Number one, Twitter said that you can't let Trump and you can't let conservatives back onto the platform. And number two is that we get to keep our staff. And from what Steve Bannon said, according to his sources, Elon Musk told Twitter, no. Nope. Gonna let the conservatives back on. And it's a private company. I can do what I want with the staff. So, based Elon, doing based Elon things. I would go back to Twitter. You know, I see a lot of comments of people who I don't think are really thinking this whole situation through. From both a content consumer, an information consumer, and also a content creator, content producer standpoint, Twitter is just, it's useful. It's a tool. It's a resource. Twitter's a pile of shit company, right? They might become a hell of a lot better with Elon Musk at the helm. But just because Twitter's been an asshole in the past doesn't mean I'm going to not go back. I would definitely go back because, number one, there's a lot of people using Twitter that are still pretty normie. They're the ones that need the information that we could provide to them. So, hell yeah, I would get back on Twitter and try to reach those folks, right? Number two, from a content creator standpoint, if I have the opportunity to use another platform to post my videos and promote my content, yeah. Shit, yeah, I'm going to do that. And number three, I kind of miss clowning on all the blue check marks. I miss it. That was fun. That was fun, wasn't it? Roasting and ratioing all the blue check mark clown shills out there. Oh yeah, I would absolutely go back to Twitter just for that. Just for that. So we'll see. How about YouTube? I would go back to YouTube, sure. I wouldn't put all that much energy into it because I wouldn't expect to get like monetized or anything on YouTube, but if I could start a channel there again or get my old channel back, I would, yeah, might as well. I could just plug it into the Restream and stream all these live streams there. I would, but I don't hold as much hope out for YouTube as I do like Twitter and stuff. Although Facebook, I don't know if I'd go back to Facebook. Facebook, there's just too many freaking settings and too many buttons and too much shit on Facebook. I don't know. It's too complicated these days. Although, from a business standpoint, I'd probably create like a business page or something just to run ads. But yeah, that was helpful. That was pretty helpful. Trump asking the Supreme Court to intervene in seized documents case. So, we'll see what happens there. Just making a note of that. Then we also got Kanye West posting some crazy shit on Instagram. He made a post today, actually I think a couple of them, said he was talking about Kim Kardashian. And I think Kanye West is just nuts. I think some of the stuff he says is batshit and wrong and weird, but entertaining as heck. Say that. He's talking about Kim Kardashian today on Instagram. And Kanye West posted, Kim is a hybrid of Marina Abramovich, Marilyn Monroe, and Hillary Clinton. What? Yo. Whatever they did to Kanye West, whatever MK Ultra shit they tried to pummel his brain with, they really did a number on him, didn't they? That's weird. But anyway, yeah, Kanye is just posting some stuff today. And he's going to be on Tucker Carlson. He's going to be on Tucker Carlson tonight, too. So I don't know what Kanye's goal is, but definitely an entertaining one. I'll tell you that. And last article I have for you guys here. How about Louisiana sending a letter to BlackRock today saying that Louisiana, the state, is going to be withdrawing their funds from BlackRock? Okay. You go, Louisiana. All right. $800 million worth, almost $1 billion. And the reason why the state of Louisiana is pulling all their money out of BlackRock is because of BlackRock's ESG standards. ESG stands for Environment, Social, Governance? I forget. Oh, here it is. Environmental, Social, and Governance. Yeah, that was it. Investment strategies. So it's basically like a woke marker. It's like a business, if they have ESG standards, it's them admitting that they're a super woke business, fake woke, and gonna do shit for climate change and diversity or whatever. I don't know. But because of that, because of Louisiana saying that BlackRock's got anti-fossil fuel policies, they're pulling their money out. So F you, BlackRock. Louisiana says, not my bayou. Good stuff. All right, quick shout out to a friend of mine's company that is One Source Solutions. If you have a business or you want to start a business and you need payments ran for your business, look into One Source Solutions. Hit these guys up. It's a great mom and pop shop business. It's ran by patriots. They process payments for you and they will never cancel you. They won't cancel your business for political leanings, for what you say on social media, for whatever. So you can be comfortable knowing your payment processor's got your back. And whatever your business might be, whether you're a plumber, or you run a hair salon, or you're a chiropractor, or whatever it is, hit these guys up. They got you covered. TrustOneSource.com. I'll put a link below this video. You can also find this on my website. On my website, I have an affiliates page for companies I work with. You can find their link on there. But yeah, give them a call. Tell them I sent you. You can help my channel out, and then they got your back as a business too. So that's that. We'll do about 10 minutes. We'll do some Q&A. We'll chat. Let me bring the tunes. Yeah. We'll run for about an hour, maybe a little over an hour. So we'll just do this for like 10, 15 minutes. So, what's up, guys? Shout out. I think I saw some gold pills coming on Foxhole. Thank you, Sean Joe. Thank you, H2O Maven. Thank you, Jack McMick. Thank you, PQuest. Much appreciated, friends. ESG stands for communism, basically. Slightly hungover. Tucker Carlson still believes the original 9/11 lie narrative that Muslims with box cutters. But do you know what he really believes? Sure, Tucker Carlson's gonna say stuff for the cameras and to appease his Fox producers, but you can't assume that you know what people believe, because maybe Tucker Carlson, behind closed doors, when cameras are off and he's at home, maybe he says totally different stuff. So you gotta be careful about what you believe other people believe, especially when you don't know them, right? Like, I love seeing people comment on the internet about what I believe. I'll read these comments of people trying to attack me on Telegram or True Social or whatever, and people making these total assumptions about what I think or what I believe. I was like, huh. Interesting. I didn't know these people were psychic. And I didn't know I believed that, huh? Speaking of which, man, there's a lot of attacks, especially on True Social, but Telegram as well. A lot of attacks against, especially We the Media. They've been strong, coming in hot past few days. There's just a lot of people who are fucking jealous. That's what it is. They might not even be the professional shill kind. They're just like jealous people. They see accounts with more followers than them, and crabs in a barrel, right? You guys familiar with that phrase, crabs in a barrel? Anytime you get somebody that's starting to make a name for themselves, trying to be, they are becoming successful, they're getting an audience, right? The other crabs in the barrel, they reach up, they try to pull that crab down. Nope. You're not getting out of this barrel. You're one of us. You're gonna stay down here and be losers like the rest of us. Because it makes them, like, they get so self-conscious and self-loathing. They don't want to put in the time and the effort. And when they see somebody else becoming successful, it makes them feel better to just tear that person down. And there's a lot of that shit on True Social right now, man. Just a lot of jealous people, or a lot of folks who just yeah, it's not getting to me. I'm just warning you. I'm warning you guys to watch out for the clowns out there on, like, True Social and Telegram. They haven't really attacked me as much, because I don't really get into that stuff anymore. Like, a few years ago, yeah, I used to fight all the time on Twitter and even on Telegram. Like, last year, I was, you know, naming people, going after them, but I just don't get into that as much anymore. But I do see them going after We the Media a lot. Something about just the group we have at We the Media. I don't know what it is, but yeah. I don't think it's human nature. Well, I guess I wouldn't classify it as human nature, like everybody in society is that way. No, I think some people, they just didn't have moms and dads that loved them, right? Or I think they just had parents who were, like, kind of shitty parents and didn't raise their kids right. I don't think that's human nature per se, but yeah, not everybody is like that at all. Whoa. Chat says one of your well-known storm chaser friends is going through the same thing in the weather community. Yeah. Yeah, it's like every community, right? Once you start trying to do something and be successful, then you'll get freaking weirdos around you who just like suck. Try to tear you down. Granted, there are definitely a lot of influencers that deserve to, they deserve to be called out. Whether they're manipulating their followers or lying, stealing content, whatever it is. Some criticisms are warranted, but you gotta make sure that you bring the receipts and you prove it. There's a lot of shit that gets flung of people who literally just make stuff up and they don't have receipts to back up what they're saying. But they'll make a comment and expect you to just believe them. And asshole, man. Nadler's Crap Attack on Foxhole. Thank you for those gold pills. Chat says the Tucker and Kanye interview on Fox right now is really good. All right. A lot of infighting as well. But here's the thing. If you have infiltrators who are trying to infiltrate the movement, subvert it, cause division, then it's not infighting to call them out, is it? I don't really like to use the infighting word because that assumes like, oh, we're on the same team. But these infiltrators are not on our team. And some of these clowns, you know, the Charles Wards of the bunch and all that, like, they're just self-interested grifters. So calling them out, it's not infighting. There's a conversation to be had about that. Archive Anon was pissed going off on Telegram. He's just a self-entitled little fuck. Archive Anon, fuck that guy. He's a little piece of shit. We should have never put him into We the Media. We thought his work was good, so we're like, okay, we'll bring him in, but oh man, what a little pile of crap that kid is. And he's just like talk about crabs in a barrel, that is like archiving on. And he's gonna go nowhere in life, because he just sits on his computer all day and bitches and moans and complains and creates these delusions about people. Oh my god, everybody sucks. Everybody's out to get me. He's freaking delusional. And he even admits that he has this, like, schizoid personality and these disorders and shit. Like, screw Archive. We tried to help him. We tried hard. But he just chose to be a pile of shit. So would be nice if I have receipts for calling out infiltrators. I got a lot of them. I post them on Telegram all the time. What's up with Derek Johnson, dude posting Real Raw News articles? He is losing credibility in your book? He never had credibility in my book. But yeah, I saw that. Freaking Derek Johnson posting Real Raw News. What a dumbass. And I guess he's doing this, there's this event in Nashville in like 2 weeks. Charlie Ward's gonna be there, Scott McKay, Derek Johnson, and a few others too. It's like a whole event of the team in person. Clowns. Did he get booted from We the Media? Oh yeah. Yeah, we kicked Archive out. It was a couple months ago. Why isn't Enoch a member of We the Media? We had him in some chat groups a year or two back a couple of times, but Enoch is just not a... He doesn't do well in groups. But I don't have a problem with Enoch. He just, one of those personalities that has a tough time working in a team. But I, you know, hope the best for Enoch. I don't got a problem with him. Free will has consequences. Indeed it does. Indeedly doodly doobitably. The whole point of free will is that cause and effect. Cause, effect. Choice, consequence. Choice, consequence. Problem is, people want to make choices. They don't want to deal with the consequences. But you can't run. You can't run from karma. You can try, and maybe you can get away for a little while, but sooner or later, baby. Bro, gotta ban this clown. Sorry, I had to do some modding in DLive. Had a weirdo in the chat. This whole movement's getting weird. Bro, it's been weird. It's been weird for a while. Stop treating me wrong. Derek Johnson seems like a professional trained speaker being used for a psyop to you. That's the way you feel. That's the way you feel. Not sure I'm gonna necessarily disagree with you there. Probably make a case for that. I appreciate that comment, Capture. Said you've handled your popularity well. You're very close to the same guy I watched for the first time 6 years ago, shortly after Tracy Bean's original YouTube vid of the first Q post. Appreciate that. Cold-hearted woman, let's make love and not fight tonight. Dr. Sam Muggsy? What do I think? Never heard of her before, but if she pushes Nazara Jazara, I'm not gonna bother. Dude, this Nazara stuff is still around. It's never gonna stop. It's an easy litmus test, though. It's actually very helpful. Anybody you find promoting Nazara, Jazara, or a quantum financial system? Huh. Exit, delete, unsubscribe. Easy. So easy. Oh, I don't care if they have good points now and again, because clearly their discernment sucks ass if they're gonna promote Nazara. So I'm gonna go find somebody who can make good points and not have the bullshit associated with it. Right? Man. If med beds ever come out, you hope Mike Lindell sells them. What happened to Brad Barton? I don't know. What grift is he on to now? Never hear anything about him these days. Yeah, he went dark for like a couple months. I think he came out with a video a month or two back. I don't quite remember, but was he on Facebook? Is he doing these videos on Facebook? I don't know. That dude is such a shyster. Brad Barton. He's a dumbass, too. You think midterms might get delayed, and why? No, I don't. What's going on? Cold-hearted woman. Stop treating me. There's a lot of theories going on out there that midterms are gonna get delayed or whatever. Cold-hearted woman. No. I don't think they are. Stop treating me wrong. Granted, I don't know the future. We'll see. But, I mean, how many times are we going to hear these frickin' all this date fagging? All these theories, people predictions, and their dates, and all this that just fall through, right? September 24th. Oh, how many people were wrong about that shit? My bank accounts never got frozen. So no, when I hear these predictions and dates and all this, I put zero faith into it. Zero. I got a mind to give up living. Quite honestly, I don't like that. I don't like that phrase. When people say time will tell. I don't like that phrase. I find that it's people usually, I'm not saying you are, okay, don't get me wrong. But I often find when people say time will tell, it's a cop out. And it's a cop out for them not wanting to look at the evidence that's right in front of their face already. It's like, no, time has already told. You just need to look at what's there. So, yeah. Wano saving, that guy, man. Talk about professional bullshitter. Friggin' Wrongo saving. His latest grift. Who's he doing? Who's he doing shows with these days? That was on your place in bed. That's when I decided that I'd be better off dead. All right, guys, any last questions, comments? Drop them. I'm going to live stream again tomorrow. Normal time. 5 p.m. for me, my time. I'm in mountain time zone, though. So 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 Eastern. Normal time tomorrow. I will be we'll be live streaming. It's history repeating itself. It's all biblical. Yeah. We could say it's Atlantean. I think it's even bigger than biblical. state do I live in? Idaho. I am in Idaho. Yeah, I did see that Coolio vid about Adrenochrome. Wasn't that the last video he did too on Instagram? It's like a quick Instagram video, and he did mention, I think he called it Adrenal Chrome. He wasn't really getting his words right, but it was. Yeah, I think I did see that. Yeah. The new FBI My Pillow ad is the best. Did Mike Lindell make an ad making fun of the FBI? I haven't seen that. That'd be freaking funny if he did. Jordan will see the light one day? What does that mean? I mean, I have my own specific spiritual beliefs and ideas, and I very much believe in a divine presence in our world, but I view religion and certain books and even the idea of God differently than a lot of people. And they, like, think something's wrong with me because of it. I don't get it. Haha! Julian, yo! Haha! Great questions, man. Whatever happened to that girl? You used to know Teresa. Back around the time when I was working with Corey Good and David Wilcock. Yo, Teresa, she went, like, super, super religious, super Catholic. I think she moved back home to Texas or something, and she totally, like, got sucked into organized religion, church. So, yeah, she, last I know, that's what she's doing. I gotta get up to speed on Corey Good and his lawsuits. I heard there were depositions in his lawsuits, and oh God, love, light, and litigation. It's funny. Jordan, who are your most trusted and the most worthless? Oh man, let me get the list out. Field McConnell's got Fed Boy vibes, at least in my opinion. My most trusted? It depends on the topic, honestly. I don't have one person I go to for everything. It all depends on the topic. You go to people who specialize if you want to know about a subject. It all depends. There's a lot of people I trust. But trust has to be defined, right? Sometimes you can trust somebody's heart, but I know you don't trust their discernment. And in fact, that's usually how it goes. You can trust somebody's integrity, but their discernment might suck ass. So you gotta be careful with that whole idea of trust. And you could trust somebody to give you info about this one topic, but maybe you can't really trust them for takes on other things. So that's why I say it depends, because depending on what I want to learn, depends on who I go to, where I go. Who are the most worthless? I mean, even the shills out there can teach us something, right? They can teach you how to spot a shill. So I wouldn't say they're worthless, but okay. If we're gonna define who's the most worthless, Phil Godlewski might be at the top of that list. Charles Ward. Simon Parks, Michael Jaco, he's pretty high up there. Oh man, there's a lot. There's a lot of pretty worthless friggin' grifters out there. Jordan, listen to some old Bill Cooper Hour of the Time broadcasts. Yeah, Bill Cooper was on the money. Where can I listen to those? I don't know. You gotta tell me where to find them. Are they on a website? Is there a YouTube channel? Help me out, brada. Oh yeah, David Seaman. God, what's he up to these days? Is he still being irrelevant? Oh yeah, the Patriot Street Grifter is a. Pretty high up on my worthless list. Help me through the night. Your sweet loving will make everything. Yeah, I mean, when it comes to organized religion, it's a tool. Tool that people can use for self-growth. They can use it in a resourceful way. And there's definitely people out there who use the organized religion tool as a not so helpful tool, and they're hitting themselves in the thumb with it. So yeah, I mean, there's some people I work with and I'm friends with who are very religious, and I like them. I like who they are. They don't use it in a arrogant, self-defeating way. But there's definitely people out there who I can't stand who they are just as a person, and then they add this religious arrogance on top of it, and they Bible thump you, and they're like not good. Not smart or good people. So, but it's usually yeah, a comfort place for people. So, you know, a lot to be said about that, but can do that another time. How do I unwind from all the seriousness going on? I don't know what best answer to that is. I like to do physical activities. I like to lift weights. I like to run. I like to go shoot things with my friends. You borrow a dime to call up your friend on the telephone, the line is busy. Whatever. That's what make you feel so bad. I like to cook. Gotta be honest. I like to cook. Especially steaks. Had me a bison steak today. It was good. Sweet. Thank you for the links to the Bill Cooper shows. Give me a sec to save it here. I'm getting a bad link. You said there's a BitChute channel called The Hour of Time. Okay, I'll check out the BitChute channel. This website, this WordPress website you sent me, it's bringing up a bad link. So I'll check out the BitChute. Lonesome in my bedroom, baby. Have I heard the Holographic Disclosure series on YouTube? No. Not familiar with that one. You just bake a loaf of banana bread. Dude, I love banana bread. Every night. yeah, steak cooked in butter. I marinate my steaks. Let them sit overnight. I've got a pretty good marinade. Alright guys, I'm gonna head out. Good chat, good talk. Like I said, see you tomorrow. Same time. Normal time. 4 p.m. Pacific Standard. I haven't posted much on Telegram or True Social today, but I might get some posts in tonight. And I'm gonna work on a Substack article though. I got a couple Substacks I wanna drop over the weekend, so I might even get one out tonight. I'm gonna try to do like one a day. I'm gonna do a lot of writing coming up, but I'll be live streaming tomorrow, and then locals too. I'm gonna be pretty active on locals over the weekend as well, so go find me there. And there'll be some free posts on locals, so you don't have to monetarily subscribe to get content there, but if you do support for $5 a month, then you'll get some perks, exclusive posts, things like that. So one last shout out, thank you Uncensored Abe. What up, Abe? Thanks for those gold pills. Would you say Russian bots have succeeded in brainwashing MAGA into envying Putin? All right, yeah, I'm not pro-Putin by any means, but I'm not anti-Putin. I just, you know. That's, yeah. Interesting comment there. And thanks for the 1600. Wow, thanks, brother. What do I think of Cliff High saying that the U.S. is about to gain technological superiority by retrofitting alien technology? I would have to see what his rationale for saying that is. What his explanation is. Did he post that on Telegram? Was that a Telegram post of his, or was that in a BitChute update? And I would venture to just ponder if the U.S. already has gained a technological advantage from, you know, back engineering Crash Craft, ET Craft, something like that. So, I don't know why Cliff would be saying the U.S. is about to gain the tech superiority. Why is he saying about to? And not, we already have. Is there something, that's why I'm saying, I would like to see his explanation for that. Maybe there's some specific thing he's discussing that I'm not aware of. Sweet. Thanks, guys. And yeah, go check out that Liz Croken show and the Steve Murray show that I uploaded the other day. And I will see you guys. See you tomorrow, my friends. Same time, same place.